And we go now, I believe, to Auckland International Airport, and we're meeting Chris Hamling, who's the national manager of the New Zealand team that went to the Robotics World Championships in Kentucky. Chris, good afternoon and welcome home.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't travel with them. I decided to stay so I could make sure that they get an appropriate welcome when they return, because we had a sneaky feeling that they were going to do well yet again, which they did, and they did me proud.
Can you explain to us what the Robotics World Championships are?
Wow, that's how long have you got? This is really awesome. We've got
about an hour and 20 minutes.
The door now, sorry about the noise. I just walked back now. It's the world's biggest and fastest growing robotics competition. There's 40 countries involved now, a million students, and it gets kids inspired with passion and technology, gets them designing robots to play a game of skill. And we've been there, 8 years now, and we've won the world championships 8 years in a row.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
So what are the kids doing? Are they secondary school students or primary?
Well, we sent high school students this year with some intermediate and junior school kids, because it goes all the years. And there is a university competition, but this year it fell during the university school year, so yeah, they couldn't go this year, but they normally go every year.
And when you say they make robots, what are they football-playing robots? Are they chess-playing robots?
Well, I tell you what, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to introduce you. I've got Radio ZB on the phone, David. Can I introduce you to David Aston?
Sure.
He's really going to fill it out.
Teacher of the year.
Teacher of the year.
The airplane. Teacher of the year, one of 9 high school teachers in the world that got the award. So it's better that he explains it, because he's leading the STEM revolution in New Zealand. So, David Aston, it's Radio ZB for you, sir.
David, it's Kerry McIver here.
And Mark Dye, hello.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home.
What a welcome.
Thank
being
you.
Handed a phone and then told, right, you're live on air. We're just trying to find out what's involved in the Robotics World Championships. How do you win?
How do you win?
Yeah.
It's a long process. There were 1,072 teams from 30 countries in Kentucky for the World Championship, and they were representing 16,000 teams around the world from 40 countries.
Wow.
And it's not bad.
No.
And then the 8 New Zealand teams that went across won events in the New Zealand National Championship in the end of February, mm-hmm. and they qualified to compete in Kentucky. And then once you get there, you play a round robin of 10 matches, and then you go for quarters, semis, and finals, and may the best man win.
And so is it make a robot that can pick up this item off the floor and bring it over here? Like, what sort of robots are you making?
2015 to 2016, they had to build a robot which threw a 4-inch, should say 10-centimetre ball, 3 metres, into a net. And there were 100 objects on the field, and they had 2 minutes to get 100 objects into the net.
Wow. And so you know what the criteria is for the robot before you head over there?
The competition's a 12-month competition.
Okay.
So we were over there last week, and they announced the new game for 2016 to 2017. So the students have 12 months to build the robot of their choice which best meets the challenge.
Okay.
Wow.
And so then in April of 2017, they will compete if they've qualified with the best in the world.
So if New Zealand has won 8 years running, what's happened to some of these little geniuses who were at the forefront of winning the Robotics World Championships?
New Zealand is different because we play as we learn. We don't actually qualify until next March. And we meet 11 or 12 times a year, and we just compete against each other, but we're playing and learning together.
Right.
And all the schools in New Zealand who can get to a scrimmage, we get there and we learn off each other, we challenge each other, we talk to each other, we share ideas and wisdom. And because we play as we learn, we actually tend to do a lot better than most of the other countries in the world.
And what is happening to these people that have now left school? Are they studying robotics? Are they working in robotics?
If I look at my school, which is Glenfield College, I have my three musketeers who I took all over the world. One's doing mechatronics, one's doing a general engineering apprenticeship, and my other young lady is going off to do physiotherapy.
Wow. And you were
so
inducted.
Nothing, then. Underachievers.
David Aston from Glenfield College, inducted into the VEX Robotics STEM Hall of Fame as Teacher of the Year, one of only 9 teachers in the world to have received this award.
Wow.
So that is who we're talking to. We need to see some video footage of this, Dad.
Yeah.
Do you have any that you can send us?
Between me and Chris, we'll do something.
Oh, we'd love it, because we can put it on our Facebook page so people can see it.
How long would it take them to make a new arm for Kerry so she can put her headphones on herself?
Quite a while,
okay.
Yeah. The prototyping would take ages.
It doesn't have to be very flash. The other one isn't very flash either. David, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and we let you get back to your friends and family. That is absolutely extraordinary. It is the biggest robotics competition in the world, according to the Guinness Book of Records. New Zealand schools have won it 8 times, and the US premier sports channel ESPN will be airing the event on ESPN2 on July 20. And we're going to see if we can get
It's a big deal. It's on ESPN.
I know. That is extraordinary.
That's like when I learned that we were, you know, the world champions at hip-hop dancing. No idea. Just completely out of left field. So there we are. Incredible at hip-hop dancing and rugby and robotics.
And cheerleading.
And cheerleading as well.
Cheerleading, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 18-3.